right, welcome back to the Artist Connection podcast. This is Matt Kasar with today's special guest, Charlie Levy. Welcome.
Hello.
Nice to have you here on this fine UK morning. What's the weather like over there? What are you doing?
Oh, the weather's a bit dismal today.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not so great. But it's not too cold, so it's all right.
Well, that's good. Well, what part of England are you in?
I'm in the south. I'm in a place called Banbury in Oxford.
Oh, nice. I'm one of those Americans that loves everything about England. I was there once. I visited in 94 for a week. Would love to get back, but there's just something about the country that, you know, draws me in. You probably get that a lot. I think there's a lot of Americans that look across the ocean, and I think from your side, you folks do the same thing, right? You look over at America I wonder why that is. I wonder where that starts in us.
I don't know, but I think one day I'd love to just kind of go to loads of different states in America.
Yeah.
I've been to Massachusetts, California, and Florida, and New York.
Oh, nice.
So far. But I want to go to other states as well.
Was that on one trip, or have you made multiple trips over here?
Multiple trips.
Wow, nice.
This year we did a big holiday to New York, San Francisco, LA, Yosemite. So it was cool to... And we stopped in Miami for one point, but we didn't really go anywhere. It was just in the airport.
Oh, okay.
For a connecting flight, but I'd been to Florida before a few times as well.
Yeah, nice. I've never been to California. That's one of my another state that I'd love to go to. Los Angeles and San Francisco are on my list, but never made it yet.
Yeah, no. San Francisco is just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Golden Gate Bridge is like, you know, when you've seen something so many times in like movies and stuff, and when you actually see it for real, it's just incredible.
Oh, I bet it is. I have a slight connection to that. My town here, I live in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, and Bethlehem Steel was a big steel producer through most of the 20th century, and the steel for the Golden Gate Bridge came from here. Used it for a lot of places, a lot of the skyscrapers in New York City, too, but that was the big, you know, when you think of Bethlehem Steel, that they provided that, which is cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
So let's talk about you and your music. As I was telling you before we hit record, my good friend over there, Tess Jones, turned me on to you, and I'm certainly glad he did. You know, there's so much music out there with the internet, you know, and as a music fan like myself, sometimes you don't know where to start in terms of looking for somebody new or you want to hear somebody new. So you get a website, and you read a little bit about the person, and in your case, you write so many songs. You're so prolific at such a young age. You're on the road playing shows a lot. You're going to school. And then you press play on your music, and it's just amazing. I absolutely love your songs.
Thank you so much.
You know, sometimes you just don't know what to expect. Like, you think if somebody is torn in so many different directions, what is this going to sound like? Is that going to come through in the music that... This is just a side thing, or this is something that they just do because they do it, but you are the real deal, which I absolutely love.
Thank you.
Now, how did that come about? Have you always been musical? I mean, from a really young age?
Well, I didn't really like start playing any instruments at a ridiculously young age. I think the first time I ever played an instrument or started to play was when I was about 12.
Okay.
I got a little keyboard for Christmas, and I just started, like, listening to the demo songs that they have and trying to work them out by ear, and then I went on YouTube, and when I was a lot older, and looked at, like, the popular songs, and then there was tutorials on how to play them, so I did actually start off on the keyboard, but kind of now I'm not really on the keyboard anymore, I'm just mainly on guitar.
I know a lot of people like that when I was growing up, too, that started out on the piano but then made a pretty easy transition over to the guitar. Would you recommend that as a good starting place for other young musicians that want to do this?
Yeah, I actually would, because